1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Herbie and Dane.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on the Riverina's Hit 93.1.
Today is D-Day when it comes to the manual driving test. After last week, I revealed I haven't driven one in over 10 years. So we got myself a lesson with Craig Prestige, who helped me out. And after that, I thought, wowee, I'm actually not that bad at this. And so I drove a monster truck.
Ridiculous.
And then on Monday, we decided that you and I should go head-to-head in a manual driving test. But not only you and I, we thought, let's open it up to the listeners. So we've got Tony on board, who rates her manual driving skills.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, she's been driving a manual for over 20 years, so she's going to be well up there. You're coming fresh off a lesson, so your road rules should be pretty mint. But I just can't believe the confidence you've got after not doing... I know you can drive manual, but you haven't done it for so long. I'm sick and tired of driving the Hit van, which is a manual car, and I'm looking forward to sitting in the passenger seat when you drive it after everything's said and done, hopefully.
Well, we do have the test happening today. And look, I'm not... You say I'm confident. I'm not that confident. I just think I can drive manual now.
For one lesson.
I don't think I'm... Out of the three of us, I've already said I know I'm the worst. It's obvious. I mean, I've had one lesson. But I do think that maybe you're going to get a little unstuck with the road rules, because just the other day we were leaving work here and I know for a fact you would have failed.
Sure. See, this is... Okay, this is my problem. I'm going to raise this right now. I haven't breached this with you yet. It shouldn't be a test on the road rules. If we wanted to do that, we should have just done a theory test. This should be a test on how well you drive a manual car.
But the whole thing of a manual test is you've got to be able to drive the car and stick to the road rules. So if you're breaking them, Dane, then that's an offence.
I think then we should mark it twice. Once for road rules and the second time for how well you drive the manual car.
I'm pretty sure Craig will be in charge of marking this one.
I'll be bringing this up with Craig to make sure it's not so much road rules, but I think it should be how well we drive the manual car.
I think it's a blend.
Exactly, it's a blend.
How it happens when you actually go for your test. I don't know if you remember that.
It was a long time ago. I've had my license for a long time and driven a manual car much more than you have.
Yes, but look, we took it to the listeners and we put a little post up on our Hit Facebook page. You can still vote if you like up there. And...
Absolutely ridiculous.
We just simply asked, who do you think is going to win the manual driving test? Dane, myself, or Dion? Oh, Tony.
Tony.
And I can let you know, they're not confident in you, Dane.
Not at all. Now, this is absolutely ridiculous. You've had one lesson and you are the favourite to take out the driving test.
Thank you, Riverina, for the support.
I love it.
I will let you know I am... not confident I'm going to win this, but I love that you guys are backing me. I honestly think I'm going to come last.
21 votes to 9 to 4. Even the listener, Tony, that no one bloody knows, has got more votes than me.
She had a good case, though. She sold herself well yesterday on the show. You can catch up at hit.com.au. Look, I'm very happy with this, guys. Riverina, thank you again for the support. Hopefully I can get first place like you believe I can. I do think Tony is going to be...
She'll be hard to beat, yeah.
And I reckon your road rules might let you down, but I still think you're going to have the old skills ahead of me.
Well, we'll find out this afternoon, and you will all find out tomorrow. I just want to give a shout out to Hugh, Bailey, Monique, and Emma, because I can thank all the people that voted for me individually. So thank you very much.
Don't even
for
need
support.
A second hand.
Herbie and Dane, the Riverinas Hit 93.1.
Herbie, parents are loving, they're caring, they mean the world to, I know, both you and I. But they're also embarrassing at times.
But that's their role.
Yes.
They're put on this earth to embarrass your kids. And I know we'll be doing the exact same when we have kids.
Oh, I most guarantee it. My mum and I spent a weekend in Melbourne to see Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. And it was great. It was just a mother-son weekend. I love my mum. I love my dad as well.
You're a mummy's boy, though.
I've got a bit of a close relationship with my mum. Yes, I do. Had a great weekend. We went to a very special dinner on Friday night. It was absolutely lovely. I surprised her with that. She was very impressed. And then we went and saw Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Now, at the end of the second part, I thought it'd be cool to wait for the actors to come out so we could see them.
Yeah.
And just sort of say hi and get a photo, maybe.
Are they known actors?
No, they're not. Well, Guyton Grantley is. He played Carl Williams in the first Underbelly.
Oh, yeah.
He plays Ronald Weasley in the show. So he's pretty well known. And the others are just, there was one other lady who used to play Pippa on Home and Away. Ages ago, she's also in the show. Yeah. I don't want to give away what character she plays.
Big star.
Yeah, well, for my mum, she is, you know. It's very, very special for her.
Did they come out in character or they come
out? No. They come out just as themselves. Okay. And people wait for photos and autographs and that type of thing. And we didn't have anything to get autographed, but I thought mum would get a buzz out of getting some photos with some of them. And I did too, because I really enjoyed the show. But Guyton Grantley came out first, the guy that played Ronald Weasley, and also, as I mentioned, played Carl Williams in Underbelly. He comes out, and there was a lot of sort of young people, still adults, but younger people sort of waiting to get autographs and photos. Yep. And the two young girls next to us, and then it was sort of us, and very well organised. So Guyton comes past, the two young girls get their autograph and their photo, and then Mum sort of like elbows them out of the way as Guyton comes up, and then Mum goes, "All right, it's time for the grandmother's turn." And Guyton Grantley looks up and goes, "Whose grandmother?" And I was like, "Don't worry about it, Mum, let's just get the photo." And I just went, "Oh, no."
And did you get a photo?
I didn't, just Mum that time. I was just let the guy go.
You were
to
like,
the next...
"Nah, this is too much." Yep.
And then the other actor that came out who does a fantastic job, he plays Scorpius Malfoy. I can't remember his name. He comes along and Mum just starts shaking his hand, saying, "Great show, really enjoyed it, really, really lovely," and didn't let go and just held it and held it. And
did she know she was doing that?
I don't know, because I was like, "Mum, let her go. Let him go." And she eventually let go. And he had a bit of a laugh about it because we had a bit of a joking. Mum was just maybe a little bit starstruck, but I was a little embarrassed.
Yeah. Have you booked another Mum
weekend? No, not yet.
No, not after that. Yeah.
No, but I will, though. I do love my mum. Of course I will.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverinas, Hit 93.1.
Check this.
Go. Live from LA.
Oh, that's so sick.
Hollywood correspondent, Dean McCarthy.
Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, guys. Hello, everyone.
Now, Dean, she's the first ever supposedly self-made billionaire, Kylie Jenner. What's going on in her life?
Okay, look, there's some ups and downs. Let's start with the ups. Just like you said, she's worth $1 billion. It's a pretty big up, right?
That's a good up.
Definitely a good up. A downside, apparently her and Travis Scott are on a break. It's not looking good for the couple right now. But let me tell you this, which is really fascinating. He, just today, broke a record for ticket sales for his next concert. Something like $2 million worth of ticket sales, Australian dollars, for his next concert, which is huge for the actual venue that it's going in. But there you go. I think, though, his profile being with her has been just blown out of the park. I'd never even heard of him before they got together.
Yeah, neither had I.
No.
At all.
Do you think, though, they're on a break, will they get back together? Because he is her baby daddy right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Do you reckon they'll get back together?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
He needs it for ticket sales. That's why he needs her. Now, tell us what's happening with Paris Jackson, because there's a lot of concern about her. What is happening after, obviously, the distressing documentary, Leaving Neverland?
Here's what's happened. So apparently, according to reports, she was hospitalised the other day for allegedly attempting to take her life, which is devastating. She went out on social media saying that it's all lies. However, we've seen police reports and hospital reports that she was there. The other thing which is interesting, apparently, according to reports today, she has denied going to rehab. There is rumours that she is dealing with a few different things and she's refusing to go to rehab to deal with them professionally. So very sad. Sending her good vibes because that would have been a very stressful situation.
Yeah,
it's not a good one to be in. You just hope she is okay. And then if she is actually rejecting the rehab, that she's okay to reject the rehab.
She has the help and support she needs around her at this
stage. Sending her some good vibes.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Dean McCarthy, thank you so much, mate. We'll catch up again on Friday.
Can't wait. Talk Friday. Bye, guys.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverinas, Hit 93.1.
Now, you may not know, but today is actually the National Proposal Day, so people are more likely to get proposed to, supposedly, on today. So you may see on your social media feeds, women more likely to get proposed to today, men more likely to get proposed to.
And just a bunch of random
names. And then you tag your friend going, "Oh, my God, it's going to be you!"
It's you, it's scientific.
And I really don't know people who believe that, because I've been tagged in them before and go, it's not going to happen this year. Like, I'm not an idiot.
I know we've discussed my name in the past. Dane has never come up in anything possible on one of those things.
And you still think it's common.
Dane has never popped up as a name on any list. Pregnancy, getting proposed to.
We make the list ourselves
sometime. I know, I'm still not on it. I'm still not on them.
But look, what I want to talk about this morning is I've come across a great story of a lady who's believed one of these posts.
Oh, God.
She believed it so much so that she actually decided to start planning her wedding because she had a boyfriend at the time. She's like, oh, he must be proposing if I've been tagged.
Yeah, obviously.
And so she booked a venue and sent out invites for save the date.
And still not proposed to, though, just off the base of a meme.
She wasn't proposed to. So her friends have gotten this and going, what? You're not even engaged. And she goes, no, but Facebook said I'm going to be.
Just a whiff of desperation.
A little bit.
Herbie and Dane. The Riverinas hit 93.1.
Do you remember a couple of weeks ago, maybe even been last month, I found a Hack Herbs with a mum who was sick and tired of her family not picking things up. So she hid like a $5 note under something and encouraged her children and her partner to pick things up to put in the bin. You might find some money.
Which I'm not about. You shouldn't be bribed to do it. You should just be picking up after yourself. And you tested it on your wife, KB, and she didn't pick it up.
No.
It didn't work.
She
failed.
Kicked it towards the bin and I kept the money. Now, I found another hack from a mum, but I think this is really encouraging this type of behaviour and it's really split the internet. So
no money involved?
No money involved. And I'm really curious to see on what side of the fence you sit on with this one. This mum, Patricia Perez, had enough of her sons and daughters not doing the dishes.
Yeah.
So not the, and I know that's one of your bane of existence here in the kitchen here at work is people cleaning
who don't
up after
dishes.
Themselves.
Even at home, housemate,
there you
do
go.
The dishes.
Leave them on the sink, that type of thing, or just leave them clean on the bench, or they've just left them in the sink dirty,
it's
put some
hard.
Water in them. It's not that hard. Pack a dishwasher, put them away. So what this mum has done has had enough of that. And so this daughter tweeted at Alyssa Perez is her name. My mum was sick and tired of us not doing the dishes, so she got rid of them. We don't have any. So you'd think it'd be empty. She replaced all the dishes with paper plates and plastic cutlery. To teach their daughters and sons a lesson to put stuff away.
You're not teaching them any lesson.
Exactly
they just get to
right.
put it in the bin.
Exactly. So they're using these paper plates and these plastic forks that she replaced everything with.
I know exactly what you're talking about, but I think it's a waste.
And what happened was they're like, well, I can't do anything because I've got these paper plates and forks. And the intern's gone, hang on a second. What are you doing? This is much better than having to pack up after yourself because you just throw everything out now.
Which is good. I've done it for dinner parties before, not formal ones, but when you've had gatherings and people come around, you get the paper plates out because it's easier to pack up. But when they're your kids, you've got to teach them lessons of actually cleaning. So that's just stupid.
And it's what about the environment factor as
just
well? Or this
silly.
Extra
that's
landfill?
Just, I think that's more lazy than anything.
On the parents' behalf?
Just learn how to teach your kids to do a dish. I know it can be hard, but it's easier than that.
Want more Herbie and Dane?
Download the Hit app.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.